Hello, this is Prince Mario Max Schaumburg-Lippe, and I'm so excited that I have a friend and one of the most spectacular people of Hollywood as a guest today. It is Hank Garrett. Yeah, everyone. Hank Garrett, the amazing American actor, comedian, author, speaker, DJ, mixed martial artist, and a professional in all of these fields. He even has his own line of products and a book. And guess what? He just received a massive award. Welcome, Hank Garrett, and please tell us
Thank you.
What you just got.
Oh, it's very exciting. I belong to a group called Real Cowboys, R-E-E-L, so mostly that have appeared in movies. And I was given an award last evening for a bunch of the work that I've done, and also the amount of money that I've raised for disabled American veterans. At one point, I actually went to Vietnam on my own pay. I paid my own way. I got it okay. I trained with the Marine Corps, get me in shape, which I was in pretty good shape. And I went to Vietnam to entertain the young men, the children, these babies that were fighting. And so I spent some time in Vietnam. I was there three times. And just trying to cheer up with these few kids that were putting their lives on the line.
I love it. And helping has always been very big for you, and your Lifetime Achievement Award is so much deserved, so well deserved. And when I look into your career, I mean, everyone knows you from starring in the big television show Car 54, Where Are You? And you played the charming and the handsome Officer Nicholson, and I know you have your fans worldwide. And I see you also doing a lot of these big celebrity autograph shows, and you've just been to New York City, right? Because you even have been a cop in real life, not only in Car 54. And New York Police Department just had you back to celebrate you and all these positive you represent regarding the police, the blue, these amazing cops out there. So please tell us a little bit about your time as a cop and then acting as one. That are two different things, and you really merged these two worlds brilliantly.
Well, as a youngster, I actually lived on the street. My mother and father were immigrants from Russia, and they were selling fruits and vegetables off the pushcart. And unexpectedly, I showed up upon the scene, and they had no time. They had no time for me. I wound up living in cardboard boxes with a couple of other children of my stature.
Yeah.
This was in Harlem, 111th between Park and Lexington, and I learned to fight. And so I never knew what was going to happen with my life. One time I had an encounter with the police because they were looking for a friend of mine. And I was in my early teens. They pulled me in, and I decided right then and there, I'm just going to become a police officer because I would make a change. I was treated really, really badly. I did. I studied. I became a cop. And I was stationed not too far from where I actually lived. The police precinct was on 102nd Street. I lived on 111th. Between Park and Lexington, deep Harlem. And it's funny because a friend of mine, was doing comedy. I was working in the Catskill Mountains doing my act. And one of the comedians His wife was a secretary for Nat Hiken. Nat Hiken, who created the Bilko Show and the Martha Ray Show. And he was working on a show called Car 54, Where Are You?
Yes.
And because of his association, they got me an audition. And I walked in. I'd only been a police officer for a few months. And I walked in, and Nat Hiken, the creator, looked at me and said, "You're Ed Nicholson." And I said, no, I'm Hank Garrett. He said, "Just to kind of tell me I'm looking for it, Nicholson is the character I want you to play on Car 54, Where Are You?"
I love it.
And I left the police department, and I became a cop on Car 54. And now I'm the only one left from that show.
Wow.
Everyone else is gone. And
you're a strong guy. Definitely, you're a very strong guy. And I want to ask you a thing, Hank. Why
yes.
the heck did you break Robert Redford's nose?
Actually, I don't think I did. But I wound up winning the New York Film Critics Award for Best Fight Scene in Film. And then we were flown to Vegas, and I received an award there, Best Fight Scene in Film Ever.
Wow. And this was the movie 3 Days of the Condor, where you had your fight scene with Robert Redford. And I think you had a very good time there. So I know Robert Redford, he loves you, and especially this scene, he will never forget, right?
We became really good friends, and wow, I've been trying to reach him. He had some tragedy. He lost his son.
Yes.
And I tried to call Bob because I lost my son.
Yes.
And so I knew what he was feeling, because that's exactly what I was feeling.
Yes.
So
Where do you get your strengths from? Because you have been through many things, and you know, nothing did break you. So how do you always regain your energy, your power, a good spirit, and look forwards and upwards? What's your secret doing that?
It's no secret. Determination and God.
Yes.
I truly believe God is good. God makes no mistakes.
Amazing. And you work very hard. So what are the current projects? I know you just finished writing a book that has many exclusive stories you can only find in this book. So everyone should get this book. So how did that come together? How did you like writing and putting all these hot secret stories in there?
Well, it was Deanna Marie, my lovely, beautiful wife,
yes.
who's an amazing writer. We sat and I just talked about my experiences.
Yes.
And she would answer questions. He said, "Wait a minute. How old were you when you started wrestling?" And I started when I was not quite 17. And what happened was, the people who were managing me said, "Wait a minute, you're going to turn pro." I became a pro wrestler. "But you need to have a license, and you can't get a license until you're 21. You have to be at least 21 years of age to get a license." So they changed my birth certificate.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. They did every area where they could change it, they did. So instead of being born 1931, excuse me, I was born in 1941. They changed it to 1931.
Oh, wow.
So I suddenly was 10 years older but I could get my license to wrestle.
Yes, so that was the reason. And that's also why some of these online sources get it wrong, because of that. So they make you 10 years older, which you are not. And there is also this great actress we love, Fran Drescher, the nanny. And now, of course, everybody talks about her leading SAG-AFTRA, the Actors Union. And you actually did some work in the industry with Fran, right?
Yes, I did a couple movies with her, and we lived around the corner from each other.
Oh, that's amazing.
This was in Encino.
So how is Fran? I met her in Vienna, and of course,
I haven't spoken to her in years.
How did... But she did a good job now. The strike is over. We all got the news. Yes. So everyone's happy to get back to work, right?
Hopefully.
Hopefully, you're right. And there is another big thing in your life. Everyone talks about the Garfield show. Oh la la. We all love Garfield, of course. The funny cat. And you have been a big part of that animated series and the movie Here Comes Garfield, and then of course the Garfield show. How was it working in animation, which is just a complete different world and genre?
I did voices in my act, different dialects. It came very easy to me. The big one, of course, was Car 54, Where Are You?
Yes.
And that became an international favorite. And then I started doing voices on G.I. Joe.
Wow.
And it was, wow. It was hard for me to believe the voices that I used to just to kid around with and joke around are now my source of income.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. Other thing that is so great is when I look at the screen credits, like the jazz singer, we see Neil Diamond and Lucy Arnaz, who is such a wonderful lady. I also got to meet and see perform. So you work as a legend with a lot of legends. And I know there is also a little Frank Sinatra story, and I think that's really very entertaining. So if you would like to share that with us, how was your encounter with Frank?
Well, I met Frank because of Sammy Davis Jr. Sammy Davis Jr. is the one that got me off the street.
How did that happen?
Oh, my mom and dad, well, my mother particularly, was selling fruits and vegetables. And there was a gentleman who was the mayor of Harlem.
Yes.
He was my mother's customer. And my mother was crying to him that I was always in trouble, which was true. I was always fighting. Oh, God. Well, the mayor came to me. I was on the street, standing on the street with my fellow hoodlums, and smoking. And he came over and first of all, he slapped the cigarette out of my mouth, and I was going to hit him with it as hard as I possibly could, when two of his bodyguards stepped forward.
Yeah,
I thought better about that, and he said, "Your mother wants me to take you out." Now you tell somebody in New York, "I'm taking you out," means I'm going to kill you.
Oh wow!
And I said, "My mother's putting a hit on me." And he said, "No, stupid. She wants me to take you out. I'm taking you. Do you have a suit?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Put your suit on, but before you do, take a bath."
Wow.
Exactly. And now he picks me up and he takes me to the Apollo Theater in Harlem.
Yeah.
And I look at the marquee and it's starring Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh, great.
It takes me to Sammy Davis Jr.'s dressing room.
Yeah.
And looked at me and said, you're a tough guy, huh? And I said, "Yeah, I'm tough." He said, "Tough guys usually wind up with broken bones, scars. You're beyond that. You're going to go to prison or you're going to die."
Wow.
And I said, that's it? He said, the way you're going? Yes. Well, he got me a couple of jobs. I was a band boy for an all-black orchestra. And I said, what do? He said, just put out the music for the right musicians. Yeah. And I did that.
Yeah.
And he gave me $50 at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I looked at this money and I went, wow. I bought a pair of shoes for $15, gave the $35 to my mom.
Yeah.
And that started. That got me started. And 20 some odd years later, I'm opening for Tony Bennett at the Sands in Las Vegas.
The Grand Sands Hotel.
Ringside was Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., and Peter Lawford.
Wow.
And Frank got up and gave me a standing ovation.
Yes.
And so, and Sammy Davis Jr. came over to me and said, you're a funny cat, man. Where do I know you from?
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, I'm the kid you said was going to go to prison or die.
Oh, wow.
So. And the two of us standing there crying.
Yeah.
And hugging.
Yeah. Yeah. You came a long way. Yes.
Oh, God, yes.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. And the book, our book, which Deanna Marie wrote, it was just based on what I have lived, and it's called From Harlem Hoodlum to Hollywood Heavyweight.
Yes, Hollywood Heavyweight. And I just see the Lifetime Achievement Award you just received, the Hank Garrett Lifetime Achievement Silver Spur Award from the Cowboys. That is such a big award, and some other people involved there are Billy Zane from the Titanic movie or Pat Boone, the singer.
Yes.
And so it's really all these beloved entertainment icons like you, the A-list of this entertainment industry, and that's fantastic. And congratulations to that, Hank.
Thank you.
So,
thank you.
What are the next plans coming up? You're doing any shows? These months, these weeks, I know you always have something cooking.
I'm going to be doing an autograph show soon, but I'm not sure the
nice,
date.
Nice, yeah. The autograph shows are always fun, and I know you do pictures with the fans, and you have all these nice things there. And now, of course, the biggest thing and the great thing is you have your book. So at the shows or also through your website, right? One can order the book. And you also do autograph the book, right? If there is a fan request.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we both do, which is interesting because, as I said, Deanna Marie wrote it.
Love it.
So I sign, she signs, because her name appears on the book as well. There would be no book without her.
This book is fascinating, and I remember when we talked about the book with my father, Prince Waldemar, and he so loved you, and unfortunately we lost him a few years ago, but I remember you two, you have been great, great friends, and he always treasured being with you, and you had the best time, you two boys.
Yes, yes, he was such an incredible guy.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Boy, every time I had a big smile on my face every time I saw him.
That's very nice of you. And what I also enjoy a lot is there is this amazing photo. I would say it's a family photo because we really count you and Deanna Marie. We always say that's our American family. And there is also a photo in there. So I'm always treasuring to see the book and read it again and go through the pictures. And when I see the photos, for example, from the Day of the Condor with Redford, I think he really was afraid of you. Do you agree on that?
I scared a lot of people.
You did, yes. And then, of course, you have this fantastic career in athletics, in sports, and I know you also are a guest of honor at the Wrestling Hall of Fame. I've seen you, Bob, put you up on stage at his big shows, and Kitty, who is with us there, our friend, she would always have you at the best spot, and everybody adores you up there. What's your affiliation in that world, the athletic world, the sports world? You're very big there too, I know that.
Well, I'm a grandmaster of martial arts.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And I'm in the Hall of the Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame.
You are part of the Hall of Fame. Hello. Another very big achievement.
Yeah, in fact, I very humbly, I'm also in the Karate Hall of Fame.
Amazing. So when did you get your first belt?
Oh, God, I can't even remember. One of my dearest friends in the world, in fact, Vianna Marie and I are godparents to the grandson of Benny the Jet Urquidez, who is a 6-time world champ kickboxer.
Wow.
Yeah, so we run in different circles.
That's amazing. And I know you still go strong. You go to the gym, you have discipline, you do all these great things because you travel a lot, you constantly have your appearances, your tours, your book readings. So give us a little shout out. People should do their sports, not sit around and follow all these different ideas that everything is okay. I think being sportive and trying to stay as fit as possible is still a number one thing. People should not forget about that, right?
Oh, absolutely. Vianna Marie and I work out together.
I love it. How often do you go to the gym?
We pump iron together. We have a little gym here,
yeah,
where we live.
Yeah.
She bought this beautiful outfit.
Yeah.
And the two of us go out there and we pump iron.
You pump iron, you see? It's important to look after your health and after your body, because people want you out there on the stages doing your comedy acts. And could you give us a little funny episode or something of the Hank Garrett repertoire?
Buenas noches, señoras, señoritas, soy otros amigos. Yo tengo mucho gusto en esta casa grande. And that's about as much as I learned before my maid went back to Guatemala to have our baby.
I love it. And you have just been traveling to another faraway country. I heard you had these great meetings and talks in Panama. So how is it when you travel? It must be fun, right? Because as a Hollywood icon, all the world knows you. So I'm sure they took great care of you, and you've been all over.
Panama is lovely. It's absolutely an incredible place.
So you had a good time.
We've been there a couple of times, and it's just an amazing place. We'd love to move to. The only problem is I have some medical problems, and I'm not sure that I can get the coverage that I need. Or if I knew I had the coverage, we would be in Panama tomorrow.
Oh yeah, I'm sure this will be worked out, and there is a solution, because every country will be proud to have you. But of course, not all year long, as you will have so many things to do here all the time in the future. So it needs to be a traveling Hank Garrett. And I'm so happy that we could catch up and get the update on your Lifetime Achievement Award. And I'm so proud of you, and I'm so happy you won this big award, and also my mom, Princess Antonia, is. So we cannot congratulate you enough. And we already know there are going to be many, many more awards, because you are the one, and of course Diane and Marie are the ones that deserve all the awards of this planet, because you're one of these people that give so much, that encourage so many people, And whenever you speak, I feel a light opens up, the sun rises, and everyone has a good time listening to you or seeing you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Max.
So all the best for you, Hank Garrett, and we'll have you back soon. And we're going to talk about all the news, because I heard there's going to be something very special at Hank Garrett's scent and also book readings. So we're going to talk about that next time. And for now, make all sure to get the book named.
Yes, and it's From Harlem Hoodlum to Hollywood Heavyweight.
Perfect. So that's a book to look out for, which also makes a great present for the holidays and, of course, a great read. I have several of them because, you know, it's like I read and then my mom reads it and then guests of us read it. So it's the best book to have, and make sure to get it before it's sold out again. This book goes like warm bread.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, Hank and Diana Marie, and have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye-bye for now.
God bless.